The Friends of Good Conversation. Now, let's consider the Friends of Good Conversation, which helps you deposit love units into your love bank. Friend number one, developing interest in each other's favorite topics of conversation. In my experience counseling couples, I have found that even the most introverted people become talkative when we discuss certain subjects. Women may notice that their quiet husbands come out of their shells when out with a few good male friends. I once counseled a couple who were about to experience divorce because the wife could no longer accept her husband's silence. In my office alone with me, the man turned into a chatterbox. However, when his wife joined us, he became stone quiet. Certain subjects of interest to him brought him out. Once these subjects were introduced, he could then continue to converse in a wide range of other subjects. Many people need to begin their conversation with subjects that prime the pump. Once underway, they can switch to less stimulating subjects and enjoy keeping their end of the conversation. Friend number two, balancing the conversation. In the case I just mentioned, I had both husband and wife estimate the amount of time they spoke, and in a 10-minute conversation, she was to allow him about 5 minutes. At first, she expected him to say nothing during his time. But once they included subjects that interested him, he filled his half of the 10 minutes. Until she was required to balance their conversation, giving him an equal amount of time to speak, she remained unaware of her habit of interrupting him. Those who monopolize conversation create an unwanted habit in their spouses, silence. Therefore, if you want a good conversation, be sensitive to each other's right to have the floor. It may take your spouse 2 or 3 seconds to begin a sentence, but allow whatever time is necessary. Also, remember to wait until your spouse completes a thought before commenting on it. Friend number three, using conversation to inform, investigate, and understand your spouse. One of the most valuable uses of marital conversation is to create emotional closeness. The topics of conversation you choose have a great bearing on the intimacy of your relationship. If you have a superficial relationship, you're probably avoiding conversation that will help you learn to adjust to each other. You may deliberately give each other misinformation. You may discourage investigation. You may be afraid to be understood by your spouse. These common weaknesses lead to a serious and often disastrous failure to adjust to each other's needs. If you want a satisfying marriage, you must use some of your conversational time to inform, investigate, and understand each other. Inform each other of your personal interests and activities, desiring to bring each other into your spheres of interest. Keep calendars of your activities for the day and plans for your future, and share them with each other. Don't keep your life secret from your spouse. Investigate each other's personal feelings and attitudes without necessarily trying to change each other. You can learn much from each other without expecting any changes at all. If you criticize or ridicule your spouse's feelings or attitudes, they will be more difficult to express in the future. Instead, encourage each other to be open and vulnerable by being respectful and sensitive. Understand each other's motivation in life, what makes you happy and sad. Learn about each other's hot and cold buttons so you can bring out the best in each other and avoid the worst. One of the most important ways for you to care about your spouse is to change your behavior to promote pleasure and to avoid pain for your spouse. Friend number four, giving each other undivided attention. One of the quickest ways for a husband to infuriate his wife is to carry on a conversation while watching football. She becomes angry because he does not pay close attention to her. He feels more interested in the football game. The conversation a woman needs from her husband requires his undivided attention. As I discussed earlier in this chapter, I usually recommend that each week every married couple set aside 15 hours for the purpose of giving each other their undivided attention. Don't watch football during that time.